August 28th. Pew! For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. 2 Corinthians 2:15. You stink! At least some of you do. Then again, to God and others, you may be a pleasing aroma. It all depends on your spiritual olfactories, I suppose. But those who follow Christ are supposed to have His smell. That smell or aroma, depending on your smeller, is distinct. When you're driving down the road where a skunk has been hit, you don't need anyone to tell you what it is. Once you've smelled it, you recognize it every time. You also don't have to, as in the words of our director Tom Weaver, pick up a skunk to know it smells. A life lived well smells good from a long ways away. A life lived poorly stinks as much. You don't have to get close to sin and godlessness to know and understand the repulsive nature of it. You can't fake it either. I've never done it, but I'm pretty sure there's no amount of cologne, deodorant, or soap that will cover up skunk stink. And you can discern fake Jesus smell from a mile away, too. So, what about it? How do you smell? Maybe you can ask someone around you. If you've gone nose blind to yourself, no one else has. Ask God to make your life a pleasing aroma to Him and others.